This is GQDN for Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious, delicious stuff. Use the promo code QUEST. Once you get all that stuff, because you'll save 25% off of your purchase. That's right. You save 25% of your purchase. Now, that's good stuff. Bye. Patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh, that's good stuff there, too. Good, good stuff, too. Yes. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Xbox news. It could be another Battlefield game. And he's back. But we begin today with World of Warcraft. PCGamer.com did say that the players of the game were not pleased at all with the War Within pre-patch event. And that was a 90-minute wait between bosses and currency rewards. And while we know that the pre-patch is available now with the new warband system, some transmog farming options, and some dragon riding coming to all the flying mounts, and a glitch that does bring your alts back from the dead. Yeah, they're gonna have to fix that. But there was also the pre-patch event, which I will talk about that in the weekly show. But some of the people were not too happy about it. So with the Radiant Echoes event, there's a lot of pre-patch events that gives players the opportunity that will grind out some currency for some powerful catch-up gear, mounts, and cosmetics. To get those things, you need to cycle between three zones where an event will show up every 90 minutes. Some of the complaints come in different parts. First off, there's not that many rewards with those events, and some of those items will have some 5,000 residual memories. Now, there's a weekly quest for every zone on rotation that awards 1,500 memories, and there will be a total of 4,500 memories a week because there are three zones. And killing the main boss will give you 500. Killing a mini boss during the scattered memories phase will give you 25 of those currencies, and the events themselves give you 10. So basically you can get about 6,000 to 7,000 memories a week. So that's part of the problem. The other part is the event cycle. And that event cycle is not around for very long. It goes in and out. Now, they did show a picture of the remembered Lich King and how many people went in to defeat it. Now, according to a Blizzard post, they want to reduce the timer from 60 to 30 minutes. And players, mainly because of that, are not having a good time. So one player did get up on Reddit and said, quote, "So wait a second. If I'm not there at the exact time the event rotates, I'm essentially effed for another 90 minutes until it rotates again? Awesome." There's another quote where people are feeling that this is a prime example of Blizzard not respecting the player's time, end quote. Because some people thinks that this is a joke. So people may not be happy with that. Now, somebody's getting DDoSed attacks. So yeah, once again, we're going from not happy to not happy. So now there's an old school dungeon crawler, Escape from Tarkov. It's a combination of Escape from Tarkov and a dungeon crawler. And it's called Dungeon Born. So I'm sorry for the confusion, but we're talking about Dungeon Born. And it's a co-op game, and it's on Steam right now. So it's a fairly dark game, but it's also kind of a friendly game. And Mithril did create the game. But Mithril did say that there are some problems that the game does face because of DDoS attacks, and it happens every day. And since these DDoS attacks are happening to them, they're trying to work on a solution to fix it. So here's what Mithril did say in a post. Quote, "Our servers have been under heavy DDoS attacks recently, with attacks occurring every day. These attacks are causing the latency issues and connection problems you may have experienced. Our server providers finds this level of attack intensity unusual, as it typically only targets major game launches. We are collaborating closely with our provider to develop a protection system. The development work is estimated to be completed in a few days, and the system will be deployed ASAP," end quote. So if they play the game, Be patient. Fix is coming. And yes, I did say he's back. Dr. Disrespect, this is an update via Kotaku, is back to streaming. So, he did get up on social media and he posts a photo on Twitter that did show a chessboard with him in the background. And it shows him playing chess while the other side is playing checkers. So, we shall see what he does. But he is indeed back. Now, GameSpot.com, we get into video games, said that Xbox hardware had a sales decline. And we know that the console is about 4 years old. But in the latest earnings call, Xbox was saying that the consoles aren't selling like they used to. In fact, they did note that the gaming hardware sales have decreased by 42%, while the gaming revenue was up by 44%. That's because of a 61% increase in both content and services revenue. So, consoles are on the decline. But I bet you could play this on a console. PC Gamer did say that the EA CEO said that the next Battlefield could be one of the most ambitious project that they've ever had. And that was Andrew Wilson who was talking about that. So when he took the place of the CEO for EA, he did say that EA was the greatest game company in the world. And now he's saying that the next Battlefield game is going to be absolutely huge. And that came with the his remarks about EA's quarter one 2025 financial results that was released yesterday. So here's what he said, quote, "This is not just one of our top priorities. It is also one of the most ambitious projects in our history. We have brought together the very best team coupled with the resources and technology they need to deliver in an epic Battlefield experience." So we'll see if it comes up big or not. Now, Polygon.com did say that the Devil Blade may be coming, and it's a remake, so it's called Devil Blade Reboot. And it is a vertical scrolling shoot 'em up game that looks like a Japan-only release from the Sega Saturns. And it's a 32-bit game from both PlayStation and Saturn. So if you want the game, you'll have to search for it. Now, we did say that the Xbox financial call did happen, right? Well, they did say that there were 500 million monthly players, but was that because of the Fallout show on TV? Well, the CEO, Satya Nadella, did celebrate the milestone for the company's gaming division, and they reported that about 500 million monthly active users were on all of the platforms and devices. And that has been influenced by that $60 billion deal, along with the Fallout TV show, where Satya did give them a shout out. And they're saying that the TV show was bringing a lot of people, a lot of new players to Microsoft, because the TV show was in front of some new audiences. So that's TV's impact. You can find the Fallout 76 or the Fallout show on Amazon. At least that's what I've. But we're going to stick with Xbox, because if you want to watch your friends play games, you'll be able to see that on your Xbox through Discord. Yeah, and that's basically just everything. Everything that Xbox has, that's according to The Verge. And it doesn't matter if you're streaming on the PC, on your Xbox, or a phone. Doesn't matter. So go try that out if you got Discord on your Xbox. Now we end today with Gamatsu, because Fairy Tail 2 did introduce the main characters in the original story. And the publisher Koei Tecmo and developer Gust did release some new information about the screenshots in Fairy Tail 2, which includes the main characters and the original story. I'm not going to get into the story, but the characters are Lucy, Cray, and Ezra, and Wendy. So, you can play as those people. And when you're done, you can go check us out. We are Group Quest. We are Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.